The biggest obstacle to putting more domestic oil in the pipeline is not economics or technological hurdles. You know, it's the pro-OPEC Democratic majority and the irrational U.S. Congress and the attacks against the oil companies. It's become totally irrational. And what they have successfully been able to do politically, they've been able to navigate the projection of blame from themselves where it belongs, because liberals are to blame. Liberals are the cause. And they've focused people's anger on the oil companies and their profits. And what about the profits the government makes every time we fill up at a gas station? They've been very successful at all this propaganda. But if we drill here, drill now, we will pay less. I mean, we're supposed to take great comfort in the news over the weekend and earlier today that Saudi Arabia will raise oil production to record levels within weeks in an attempt to avert an escalation of social and political unrest around the world. Well, why are we bowing at the altar of the Saudis? And you look at the instability, the political instability in the Middle East. You know, why don't we become energy independent? And for whatever reason, Senator McCain's not on board with drilling in Anwar. I don't get it. It could be the single biggest, best defining issue in this campaign. Now, I think, and I would suggest, that he change his mind on it based on the high price of energy. And he can compare and contrast Barack Obama, who wants to raise taxes on coal and natural gas and this windfall profit tax on oil, who doesn't want to drill anywhere. And you can compare and contrast and see who the American people go along with. I mean, we've got China, joining with Cuba. They're drilling 60 miles off our shores of Florida. But we can't drill there. And every effort that we've ever had, the Democrats have rejected any attempt to expand offshore or any drilling, any place, anywhere, or any attempts to be energy independent. I'm telling you, it's nuts out there.